The kingdom of mangoes. Long ago, in a land where rivers sang and trees whispered, there was a kingdom called Sundarban. Sundarban was not like any other kingdom. It was famous across the seven seas for its magical fruit, the mango. The mangoes of Sundarban were not ordinary. Each mango shone golden like the morning sun, smelled sweeter than the first rain, and tasted like happiness itself. It was said that a single bite could bring the grumpiest king to laughter, heal a broken heart, and even make a weary traveler dance in the middle of a dusty road. The trees grew thick and wild in Sundarban. The mango orchards stretched as far as the eyes could see. Every summer, when the warm winds began to sing, the people of Sundarban celebrated the festival of mangoes. They would cook dishes of mango curry, make jars of tangy pickles, churn golden mango ice cream, and drink glasses of rich, juicy amras until their cheeks were sticky and their hearts were full. The king of Sundarban, Raja Veer, was a wise and kind man. But he had one great worry. He had no heir. Raja Veer and his queen, Rani Meera, had prayed to the stars, the rivers, and even the mango trees themselves for a child. Seasons passed, years went by, but no child came. One summer evening, during the festival of mangoes, Rani Meera sat under the oldest mango tree in the royal garden. It was said that this tree was the first mango tree ever planted in Sundarban by the kingdom's founder centuries ago. Its trunk was twisted and grand, and its leaves murmured secrets when the wind blew. As the queen rested, she whispered her sorrow to the tree. If I could only have a child as sweet and strong as a mango, she said, tears glistening in her eyes. A warm breeze kissed her cheeks. A mango bigger and brighter than any she had ever seen fell from the highest branch and landed gently in her lap. Surprised, Rani Meera held the glowing fruit close. It pulsed gently like a heartbeat. That night, a dream came to her. In the dream, a voice as old as the earth itself spoke. Eat the mango, dear queen. Your wish shall be granted. But remember, the sweetest gifts must be shared, or they will turn bitter. When she awoke, she found the mango Still in her arms, trusting the voice, she took a small bite. The fruit was richer than anything she had ever tasted. A river of sunlight and honey and joy. And soon after, a miracle happened. Rani Meera discovered that she was going to have a baby soon. The kingdom rejoiced. When the child was born, he was named Amar, which means eternal in the old Hindi language. Amar grew up with a heart as golden as the mangoes themselves. He was curious, playful, and kind. Birds sang louder when he walked by. Flowers leaned towards him. Even the oldest trees seemed to bow down to him as he walked by. But as Amar grew older, Raja Veer remembered the dream's warning. The sweetest gifts must be shared. Raja Veer, wanting to protect his son, kept Amar mostly inside the palace, away from the people, away from the world. He feared that sharing Amar would somehow put him in danger. As a result, Amar grew up lonely. He would often sit by the palace windows, watching the children of Sundarvan play and laugh among the mango trees, their feet dusty, their hands sticky with juice, their face painted with happiness. "Why can't I go and play?" he asked once. "You are too precious, Amar," his mother said softly. "The world can be cruel." But Amar's heart ached. The sweeter something is, the more it longs to be shared. One night, during the another festival of mangoes, Amar could bear it no more. He slipped out of the palace, barefoot, carrying nothing but a small satchel of mangoes he had picked up from the royal garden. Under the moon's silver gaze, he wandered into the fields. He found a group of children gathered around a bonfire, laughing and telling stories. Without hesitation, Amar joined them, offering his mangoes. At first, the children were shy. Who was this boy dressed in silks finer than anything they'd seen? But soon, laughter and mango juice dribbled freely. Amar told them tales of the palace. They taught him songs of the orchards. Word spread quickly. By sunrise, dozens of villagers had gathered. They all shared mangoes, songs, and dreams. For the first time, Amar felt the true sweetness of life, not in protecting something precious, but in giving it away. When Raja Veer and Rani Meera discovered Amar was gone, they panicked. They rushed into the fields, searching for him. But what they found stopped them in their tracks. There was Amar, surrounded by people, his laughter echoing across the fields like a thousand silver bells. In his hands, he held a mango sliced open, offering it to an old woman who had tears of gratitude in her eyes. Raja Veer suddenly understood. Love was not something to be hoarded. It was meant to be shared, like the juiciest, ripest mango. The king and the queen joined the circle, and that day a new tradition began. From then on, during the festival of mangoes, it was a law in Sundarban that no one would eat a mango alone. Mangoes were to be picked together, cooked together, and shared with friends and strangers alike. They even started a custom where, before eating your first mango of the season, you had to give away 3 mangoes to others. Amar grew up to be the most beloved king of Sundarban had ever known, and when he ruled the kingdom, it blossomed like never before. New orchards were planted. Travelers came from distant lands, and laughter wove through the streets like golden thread. And they even say that even today, if you sit under old mango tree on a warm summer night, you might hear the laughter of Amar and the people of Sundarban carried on the sweet, sweet wind.